And let's get back to our top story now, the shooting in Orlando. And right now we want to look at how the attack is reverberating in the gay community. Dominic Holden is the national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed News. He joins us from Orlando. Dominic, you just arrived there yesterday, but this is your beat, the LGBT community. Tell us a little bit about what people are saying there, how people are reacting.
Among LGBT community leaders and members, there's obviously a lot of grief. This is a closely knit community, and having this many victims and people who are suffering with gunshot wounds means that virtually everybody knows somebody who was there. There's also a lot of resolve to stay strong and stay together, but frustration while they wait to find out who all of the victims are. And then, of course, there are these questions, you know, why Orlando? Why this bar? And why this night?
Do they feel as though the people that you've been speaking to, do they feel as though this was an attack on gay people? Was that the reason? Is that the way that they feel?
You know, they don't know for sure the motivation of the gunman, but there are sort of two camps. You know, one has said that it doesn't really matter if he attacked them specifically because it was an LGBT bar, because it has hurt their community. There are also people who are quite angry. They believe that there's been a dialogue among political leaders who not just oppose LGBT rights, but also sort of treat LGBT people as a threat to society, say they are unfit parents or they don't deserve marriage rights and are second-class citizens. And so there is some anger where they feel like there's been a dialogue politically that allows LGBT people to be targeted. You know, on that note, I actually spoke yesterday to Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and I asked him about those concerns. He is a Republican who has opposed same-sex couples' right to marry, and he disagrees with that point of view. He says that this was motivated by ISIS, and he thinks that while they were likely targeted because they were LGBT, he says ISIS ideology leads to throwing gay people off of buildings. And he said that a debate about marriage rights is very far removed from what happened in this club in Orlando.
And what are people doing now, members of the LGBT community in Orlando? Where are they gathering?
I went yesterday to the LGBT center in Orlando, and it was packed with people. Several people told me they woke up, they heard the news, and they just reflexively went there as the place where people go when things are good for LGBT people and when they're bad. And there was a lot of support pouring in. There were, you know, donations of cookies and pizza and coffee and Cuban sandwiches. And ostensibly, there was a press conference, and there was media there, but it was also something of a rally where LGBT leaders were showing their resolve, and members of the community were sort of cheering on to say that they weren't going to be cowed. Counselors were saying that their doors are open all week. Lawyers were offering to help victims' families. You know, LGBT people, they come out of the closet, you know, almost by definition. And I think that there was a resolve among them to say that nothing, including a terror attack or this mass shooting, was going to push them back into that closet and hide.
Well, and in fact, we've seen some tweets today showing some of the other gay bars in Orlando last night with people who had turned out despite what had happened.
I went to one place last night called Parliament House, and it had turned into a sort of de facto memorial. People were somber, but also united. I don't think I've ever seen people crying and dancing at the same time.
Of course, this is Pride Month around the country, and in many cities, they're right in the middle of their big gay pride events, Washington, D.C., Boston, Los Angeles. We got some sound from the D.C. Event from Patrick Madden of WAMU in Washington, who asked people how they were feeling. Here's Isis Rose, who said she initially wasn't going to go to Pride because she didn't feel like celebrating.
Then I was thinking about how important it is to celebrate and how this tragic event illustrates what all this is ultimately about. It's not just about celebration and acceptance, which are all really important. It's about survival.
Are people in Orlando aware of kind of the tributes and the way that others around the country are feeling and trying to help out in that way?
I think that there is an awareness of how big this is, but people in Orlando can't really seem to believe that this has happened here, whether they're members of the LGBT community or not. They're still in shock, and I think that some of them are still waiting for the reality to set in. You know, yesterday when I was at this LGBT center, there was one woman with long silver hair. She's from Germany. And she just walked around the room and she announced to everyone that she was giving everyone a hug. And everyone just seemed very eager to give her a hug back.
That's Dominic Holden, the national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed News, joining us from Orlando. Dominic, thank you.
Thank you.